Well, it's been a few weeks, but nice to welcome back into the fold blogger Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. Freddie, how you been, pal?
Very good, MacArthur. Very good in this gorgeous summer.
Yeah, it's nice. The humidity's cleared out this week. And we want to start, we've been kicking this around early in the show about the McGuinty government's reversal, their decision now to allow ultimate fighting in the province. As a former sports reporter and commentator, give me your take on this, Fred.
On the UFC, well, I think it's a good idea. I'm not surprised. There must be money in it somehow for the McGuinty government if they're going to allow it. But, you know, MacArthur, it comes on the heels of allowing online gambling in 2012. So I ask you, what harms more Ontarians, gambling or UFC?
Well, you've won me over that argument already. Gambling, without a doubt, and the fact they're going to put that right into each and every Ontarian's home and ignore the social costs is beyond me.
Well, they claim they have to because they're losing money. People are online gambling anyway outside of the government, so they're going to jump in the pool to get their take, whatever it's going to be. I can't remember how many billion dollars they think they can realize from this. But seriously, how does the government get into legalized online gambling, then turn around and say, you and I can't go down to the Rogers Center to see two finely tuned athletes who know what they're doing fight? I mean, it's ridiculous. They had to allow this.
Well, you know, Freddie, I made this argument last week, and I'll get your take on this as well, because I think it's bearing out to be true, that they've opened up Pandora's box here, because by allowing the online gambling, they've basically said, you know what, our so-called social responsibility is now out the window. So now we see this with Ultimate Fighting. I don't know how they can say that they won't legalize marijuana next.
You're right. You're right. One thing leads to another. There's absolutely no doubt about it. But I'm sure they've done their research. From what I gather, that McGuinty shied away from the UFC because the female vote was against it. They don't like UFC, especially that 35 to 45-year-old woman who thinks it's barbaric and don't want their children or sons to be exposed to it. But somewhere, somehow along the way, they've done a flip-flop on this. And I really think, as you say, it's geared to the online gambling, and it is just going to open the way now for the next thing, which could be marijuana.
Yeah, well, this government is just morally bankrupt, and by that, I mean, I don't care which way you feel about Ultimate Fighting, marijuana, or online gambling, but this is a government that sees nothing now but dollar signs, and they're in panic mode, and they've just opened up the floodgates.
Well, remember when McGuinty was elected, no new taxes, and then through the back door, brings in the health tax or the health levy, whatever it was. It was a tax. Because, you know, same with the HST. All along, he said no plans for it. He wasn't in favor of it. And then right in the middle of this mandate, when he knows he has enough time for Ontarians to get used to the tax and move on, he institutes it. It's very underhanded. So, again, nothing he does surprises me, but there's always something attached to it to make him look better or prop him up. He is. He's money hungry. He has so mismanaged this province, he needs to scramble for money everywhere, anywhere. And this is what he's done with the HST. And I don't know, is there going to be, like, huge levies on UFC to the government to bring it into the province? Probably, because they're talking about 15 to 20 events a year now in Ontario.
Well, let me ask you this, and let's put McGuinty aside, just as a sporting event, Ultimate Fighting. I think you've kind of made it known earlier in the discussion, you're on side. You don't buy into this argument that it's bad for kids and it's overly violent?
No, because have you seen some of the video games nowadays? Like, I mean, no, I mean, I don't buy that argument. Plus, at the end of the day, most of it's pay-per-view, so you choose whether you want to purchase it to bring it into your home. I mean, that's pretty powerful. So if you have young kids, you don't want to see them to see it, you don't purchase it, you don't bring it into the home, or you don't take them down there. But this has become a huge sport. And, you know, Ontario is like the mecca. Like, it's the number one market for response. I mean, I know when they hold fights in Montreal or Las Vegas, I know lots of guys to get on a plane to go see these things.
Oh, sure, yeah. No, it's wildly popular. Actually, there's some estimates that believe that this sport could one day overtake hockey in popularity.
Well, who knows? And I mean, it's just when's the last time you heard anybody talk about boxing? Like who's the WBA, who's the WBC champ? I mean, it's left professional boxing in the dust. And, of course, professional wrestling, that farce, I mean, it's totally destroyed it as well. People want it. They like the UFC. They want to buy it through pay-per-view, and they want to buy tickets. You can't deny that, and it's left to the choice of the individual.
Agree with you wholeheartedly there, and since you bring up boxing, isn't that inherently more violent, where the object of that sport is to knock your opponent out? It's actually to knock out the guy, make him unconscious, where here you're just getting a guy to submit, and it seems like it's a little more humane and better refereed to me.
No, you're right. You know, I mean, that's open to interpretation. I guess it all depends on who's putting forth the argument. Listen, I'm not a big UFC fan. My son and his buddies love it, and I've watched it a few times. Yeah, and I cringe. I won't go out of my way to watch it. But again, it's the same thing. In boxing, when I see a guy take one right between the eyes, right on the bugle, and collapse, that doesn't make me feel good either. And that sport's been allowed to exist for, you know, centuries, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think to your point here, and just to wrap this up, that if you're worried about your kids or you think that this is a bad or poor example, you're right. It is on pay-per-view, and don't ask the government to be your kid's parent. You need to be.
Well, how is it really different than, say, pornography? We don't want our children to see it. Most people don't. But it's available for you to make the choice to watch it if you want it. How is this really any different?
Valid point. Freddie, we got to leave her there. Thanks as always, pal. Have a great week, and we'll check in with you again next Monday.
Oh, MacArthur, I'm loving you.
Right back at you. There's Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com.